Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All 4 years, not just two, to fix the mess. And that's what we need. If we lost the midterms, heaven forbid, if we lost the majority in the House, it would be the end of the Trump presidency in a real effect. So we've got to keep this going, and I think we're excited to put our candidates on the field to explain all this to the people.
Well, number one, that's not going to go well for Mike Johnson. But number two, that's actually the first thing Mike Johnson's ever said that I agree with, that heaven forbid, not that part, but heaven forbid if they lose the House majority, and I think they're going to lose the Senate with the momentum right now, the Trump presidency is over. And one thing, again, for the first time ever, I watch MAGA Mike Johnson, I go, that'd be great. That'd be amazing. Well said, Mike Johnson. Here's the thing. Mike Johnson's in trouble right now, and that's what we've got to talk about, because we've been hearing about this very bizarre, tragic story relating to a U.S. House rep, a MAGA House rep, that threatens the current Republican majority in the House. It has to do with Tony Gonzalez. You may have heard of this. I'm going to play this like 2 minute clip. It explains it really well. Before I do, really quickly, if you were watching this video, you're like, who the hell is this guy? My name is Chris Mowry. I now do a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this content, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel right down below. And while you do, make sure you also subscribe to the Adam Mockler channel. It goes a really long way. I really appreciate all of your support. All right, let's take a look at this video. We'll talk about it after.
Calls for Representative Tony Gonzalez's resignation continue to build. We wanted to explain how we got here. Now, this all started in November of 2021 when Santos Aviles was hired to work in Gonzalez's office in Uvalde. Now, on your screen, you're going to see text from May 2024. The attorney for Santos Aviles' husband, Adrian Aviles, says it confirms a relationship between the two. Less than a month later, Adrian Aviles sends this text to Gonzalez and other staffers, alerting him he had discovered the affair. Santos Aviles and her husband eventually separate. And in September of 2025, we were the first to tell you about Santos Aviles' death after she set herself on fire at her Uvalde home. Reports of an alleged affair between Gonzalez and Santos Aviles start to surface. And in November, I was the first to confront Gonzalez about these allegations.
We've been trying to reach out to multiple media outlets that have reported that you had an affair with Santos Aviles. Is there any response you have to that?
We're here at Fort Sam Hunes at the ceremony. Please have some respect.
I understand, but veterans fought for my right to ask you questions.
Adrian Aviles' attorney tells me it was around this time that the House Ethics Committee opens an investigation into Gonzalez. However, a spokesperson for the committee declined to comment on it. Then last week, that's when things started moving pretty quickly. Aviles' attorney told me last Wednesday his client believes the alleged affair played a role in Santos Aviles' death. The next day, Gonzalez posted on X saying that he won't be blackmailed, and on Sunday called it a political attack. Now, this week, Aviles sent us the text messages from 2024, and the Uvalde Police Department released the report surrounding the call made to Santos Aviles' home the night she set herself on fire. That report had previously been sealed at Aviles' and the city's request. And as that was happening, members of Gonzalez's own political party started calling for his resignation, a call that Gonzalez disagrees with.
Those text messages, are they accurate? Are those real text messages?
I'm not going to resign. I work every day for the people of Texas.
Did you carry it?
And there will be an opportunity for all the details and facts to come out. What you've seen is not all the facts.
Did you have an extramarital affair with a staffer?
What you've seen is not all the facts, and there'll be an ample time for all of that to come out.
Over the last few months, I've done 18 stories on the fella from Santos Aviles' death. And right now on KSAT.com, you can read those stories and find a full timeline laying out everything we've learned.
I think that was really well explained in roughly 2 minutes. And that's pretty much what we're dealing with right now. Representative Tony Gonzalez had an affair with a staffer who was married. She would go on to commit suicide, to take her own life via lighting herself on fire. Incredibly tragic. And now, of course, in the MAGA world, this is instantly talked about as, oh my God, we could lose our House majority, as opposed to, oh my God, a woman is dead after you know, essentially somebody slept with Tony Gonzalez, a representative, slept with one of his staffers who was married and potentially led her to suicide. It should be like a moral thing here. What the fuck? You need to not serve in Congress. You're a piece of shit. Sorry for my language here, but obviously that's just disgusting. And of course, the first thing that they're all freaking out about is, oh, wait, we don't want him to resign because of the lines in Congress. The husband of Representative Tony Gonzalez's ex-staffer said he has all of the, quote, sick messages Gonzalez sent his wife and has only released, quote, a tip of the iceberg. Take a listen to this.
The man has no values. You know, he runs his whole campaign on family values, and he runs everything, you know, saying that he's some family man. You know, he's actually quite of a sick man. You know, I have all the messages that shared between them two, and, you know, the things that, you know, I just released a tip of the iceberg of the things that this man was telling her. I released just what was, you know, enough information for the people to understand who this person and who they were dealing with. If I were to release everything, you know, my biggest thing is protecting my son. I will not release, you know, the salacious messages that went back and forth, much deeper than what, and much more graphic, rather, than what I presented to the American people.
Man, that is so, so sad. And again, of course, what a surprise. Another MAGA individual who claims family values and is sleeping with his own staffers. And after such a tragic event like this, is, you know, acting like a child. I'm not going to resign. It's a political attack, blah, blah, blah. It's just so disgraceful. But it's not surprising, right? We've made so many videos on this channel talking about the consistent theme within MAGA representatives, where they end up in these huge scandals that clearly show they don't care about family values. They don't care about, we've made several videos about MAGA individuals getting involved in really heinous crimes relating to children. Often the ones that are loudest about the LGBTQ plus community, this, that, are getting charged with crimes related to children. The loudest about family values are doing things like this. It's just a party. It's just so, so enraging. So Mike Johnson was asked about this, about Representative Tony Gonzalez and whether he should resign. And he said this.
Mr. Speaker, why should Tony Gonzalez resign given these very serious accusations?
There are serious accusations, and it must be taken seriously. And I've told him he's got to address that with his constituents, and he's in the process of doing that. It's my understanding there's an investigation in the state of Texas on these matters, and has been going for some time. And the Office of Congressional Conduct has been reported. They've been looking at it. All of that was news to me. But I think, as in every case like this, you have to allow the investigations to play out and all the facts to come out. You know, I've been intellectually consistent about this. Whether you're talking about Republicans or Democrats, you have to let the system play out. If someone, you know, I was against, for example, looking at it, all of that was news to me. But I think, as in every case like this, you have to allow the investigations to play out and all the facts to come out. You know, I've been intellectually consistent about this. Whether you're talking about Republicans or Democrats, you have to let the system play out. If someone, you know, I was against, for example, the expulsion of George Santos, you know, a while back, because he had been accused of a crime and indicted but not found guilty. If the accusation of something is going to be the litmus test for someone being able to continue to serve in the House, you'll have a lot of people would have to resign or be removed or expelled from Congress. So I think you've got to allow this to play out. I think it is very serious. The allegations are clearly very serious. And Tony Gonzalez will address it. I think he will.
Does he deserve to win re-election?
See you later, guys.
Mike Johnson is so frustrating because he's so intellectually dishonest, number one, and he often doesn't, like, he always claims to not know or just be hearing about something. There's a moment in that clip where he's like, you know, this, and this, or there's an investigation. All of these things were news to me. Everything's always news to him. You know, something, he doesn't want to talk about something. He's like, that's news to me. Ask Speaker Johnson why he won't call on Rep. Gonzalez to resign, says probes need to play out. Quote, these are serious accusations. It must be taken seriously. Of course, it's not going to be taken seriously because a Gonzalez resignation would further narrow the majority. And again, he's being so dishonest in that, this part about, oh, why are accusations the litmus test? It's like, that's, why are you being so black and white about this? Accusations are not the litmus test, but if there are serious accusations that clearly have a lot of weight to them, we don't need to wait, for example, for charges to appear. I think it's become pretty clear what happened with Representative Gonzalez. And if you had any, fucking character, excuse my language again, I apologize. If you had, if you cared at all, if you were a human being, I think you could weigh an accusation and then determine that it was valid enough to say, you know what, this human being needs to resign. But whatever. We saw Mike Johnson's response when the Epstein bill got passed. Look how just like happy he looks. He doesn't seem stressed at all in this clip. Take a look.
Any reaction to Leader Thune seeing the bill without adding amendments or changing it?
I am deeply disappointed in this outcome. I think I've been at the state dinner. I don't know. I was just told that Chuck Schumer rushed it to the floor and put it out there preemptively. It needed amendments. I just spoke to the president about that. We'll see what happens.
So is he? Do you think he may veto it? You say you spoke to the president?
I'm not saying that.
Is he supportive of it in its current form?
We both have concerns about it, so we'll see. I was standing there with the Crown Prince. We couldn't call him.
Are you frustrated in the majority leader? Are you upset with the majority leader?
We're both disappointed by it. Yeah, that's because Donald Trump is like protecting pedophiles, is a pedophile, both protecting his friends. Mike Johnson scared because, again, got to just bow down to Donald Trump. Whatever Donald Trump wants, you better not answer these questions incorrectly or you will get thrown under the bus. Speaker Mike Johnson and daughter were profiled attending Purity Ball in 2015 German TV news segment. I pulled this up because, like, Mike Johnson as a human being, he's kind of an oddball. And there's a lot of things like this that we continue to discover about Mike Johnson's past. There were some constituents that were asked about this on MS Now. This is pretty striking. Take a listen.
I voted for the man twice now.
And for Tony Gonzalez?
Yes.
Are you disappointed?
Yes, ma'am. You know, it's sort of like, you know, I'm disappointed in most of the Republicans.
And on the person?
I'm not too pleased with the Democratic Party in San Antonio. And that's just me. I'm a Christian. I'm Catholic.
Now, I asked him to describe with one word Tony Gonzalez, and he said sad. I asked him the same question about Donald Trump. He said delusional. Chris, he says that he was a Trump supporter through and through, but he said that as Donald Trump started speaking without thinking about things, that's when he started changing his mind, and he says that that has happened over and over so many times. So one of the big questions for me was, wait, so would you vote for a Democrat? Is that how strongly you feel? And he said that going forward, he's going to look at the person, not the party.
So I pulled that up because it really ties in the fact that all of these things are making it harder and harder for the Republican Party. Donald Trump, with the midterms coming up, people are very upset. Trump supporters, a lot of them are upset as a lot of the things that got him elected, whether it was the economy or immigration, the things that got Donald Trump elected have flipped on their head in all of the polling. And it's things like this that, again, look, it makes people and voters look at situations like this and go, you know, what are we doing? You know, inflation is high. I'm struggling. There are no Epstein files. And you have representatives who claim to be America first, who claim to care about these things. And they're having affairs with their staffers. It's disgusting. And so with all that being said, like, the majority is clearly at risk. We look at this video, we start to look at, like, who's calling for Tony Gonzalez's resignation. Zooming in a little more, these are the distractions that get voters in the Republican Party just so they're so tired of this. I also thought it was funny, quickly in the last clip, he said, you know, she said, I asked, you know, what about Donald Trump do you not like? And he said, when he started saying things without thinking, when he started, it's like, what? He's done that for 10 years, but whatever, it's fine, I'm not going to get angry, it's fine, a win's a win. Take a listen to this clip.
He's not been indicted for anything. Does it look good? No, I don't like the appearance of it. He's got a problem here, don't get me wrong. The optics are horrible, but I would in no way ever resign right now. If he does
because
that,
if he does accusations that, are really bad.
Accusations aren't enough. If he does that, then you got to give the gavel to Hakeem Jeffries. Now, I'm sure the Democrats would love that. I would love that, but no, I wouldn't do that.
Wow, I mean, this is like the definition of the Republican Party in 27 seconds. A woman is dead, again, after Representative Gonzalez sleeps with a staffer. She takes her own life, this awful, horrible thing. And the litmus test for them is, well, if we do that, then we lose the majority in the House. You've like, it's so disgusting. So disgusting to think about. But on that note, again, we see Donald Trump's kind of popularity and his control over this party really start to change over time. Listen to this.
Male harassing a female employee. I just can't stomach it, dude. I got a wife and a daughter. It needs to go.
Tony Gonzalez needs to resign. It's a disgusting pig. The speaker should be thinking about it.
Obviously, Tony has a lot of reflection to do, and it's obviously going to be something that will likely impact our margins, but I don't make an excuse for what he did, and I would encourage him to consider resigning.
Given what I've seen so far, he should resign.
Wow, so that's multiple House Republicans, including Nancy Mace, Lauren Boebert. He needs to resign. He needs to go. And again, it's so indicative of, like, Donald Trump used to have this iron grip. And don't get me wrong, he still very much has a grip on this party. But it's pretty significant to see it change in this way, whether it's the Epstein files and Republicans go against him and actually force him to be different, whether it's redistricting and state reps in Indiana say, we're not redistricting, Mr. President, we refuse, and them still having a place in politics. The people who helped release the Epstein files still have a place in politics. These individuals still have a place in politics. Like, that's very significant. It might seem small, but it's big. Donald Trump's losing control of this party, and as they move to the midterms, they are in a bad political place. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below, and Representative Tony Gonzalez needs to resign. Tony is an absolute disgrace. I appreciate you guys watching this video, truly. I hope you have a great weekend. Make sure you subscribe to both me and Adam Mockler down below, and I will see you in the next video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.